Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy.
Hello and welcome to My Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. Please feel free to call My Cultural Conversation Show, taping live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call the show at 347-945-6194. Again, the number is 347-945-6194. And please don't forget the online chat room. So stay tuned. You're listening to My Cultural Conversations, and we're coming at you with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell.
Hello, and thank you for joining My Cultural Conversations tonight for our very first show in 2013. And the New Year's and the holiday season went by pretty fast, and it was a joyful holiday season. So I hope all of my listeners out there that you had a wonderful holiday with family and friends and that you're starting 2013 off right. Well, here at My Cultural Conversations, we are starting our year off right by focusing on women empowerment. And tonight, we have a special guest on our show, LaShonda Henry. And LaShonda is going to grace us and talk about Django's impact on business, on the business of Black women. And so I'm going to give her a chance to explain more about that. Django has been a big box office smash over the holiday season. And so she's just going to bring some relevancy from the movie and the character into play in our own business and entrepreneurial lives. First, I would just like to introduce a little bit about LaShonda. And I'm again, thank you for tuning in to My Cultural Conversations. It's going to be a great show tonight. LaShonda Henry is founder and creator of the online community Black Business Women Online, and she is the director of the National Sister Sense Power Circle Conference. And again, LaShonda will speak on the Django Guide to Business and Living Your Best Life in 2013. We're going to take a brief break, but stay on the line because the next voice that will be joining me will be LaShonda Henry.
We don't come from slaves, but from enslaved averages. People use words to confuse and how we're trapped again. Our lineage is deep within the challenge. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We manage to lose sense of stuff we don't identify with the heritage like African American is not African, but listen to me. I'm a happy Black again. Pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra.
Welcome back to My Cultural Conversation with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. That tune that you were listening to is Lesson One, Hip Hop, which takes lessons in our everyday Black history moments and historical moments, put them to a hip hop tune, and have the kids learn history through that method. Larry Locke Henderson, who was on the show earlier last year, he's the producer of Lesson One Hip Hop. It can be found on iTunes, and he is creator and founder of Smart Entertainment. So if you get a chance, go on iTunes, download Lesson One Hip Hop, and it gives the kids all the background information about Black history and historical events here in the United States. Well, joining me now is LaShonda Henry. LaShonda, you are on the line with My Cultural Conversations. Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Give our listening audience a little background about you. I know I tried to hit all the things that were in your bio, but I know you have so much more. So could you fill us in on who you are?
Sure. I am a full-time work-at-home mompreneur. Jackie of all e-trades. I think I've tried just about anything and everything online. but when it boils down to it, I have got my web design business. I develop websites for myself and for clients at prettyprofessionalwebsites.com. And then I maintain about 15 websites right now. But at the heart of it all, it's SistaSense, my money and marketing blog, SistaSense.com, as well as the BBWO, Black Business Women Online, social networking community for women entrepreneurs. So I love to kind of make websites, make it all pretty and professional, and work with other women entrepreneurs, and I've got quite a few male clients as well, just helping people make sense of making money online and essentially living their best life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, thank you. And I just want to personally say thank you for looking over my websites and giving me encouragement. You know, that doesn't come free, you know, and you rarely in these days get people who bless you with that. I think that's a blessing. And, you know, when I had to go on and say, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing here. Am I doing this right? You automatically just sent me information. And I was like, wow. That's a blessing. So thank you. Tell us more about SistaSense. When you say SistaSense and talk about women, Black women entrepreneurs, who are some of these Black women entrepreneurs that you have blessed or that you have been a benefit to?
Wow. You know, I'm coming up with my Power Circle conference this weekend, and there's just so many wonderful ladies in my circle. Pam Perry, Ministry Marketing Solutions, Rochelle Shaw, author and creator of The Million Dollar Equation, Dawn Fitch. Dawn is the creator of Puka Pure and Simple Bath and Body Products. You know, I just work with a range of women. I really couldn't, you know, we would have to sit here for a couple of days for me to name them all, but there's just so many different women in my circle, and I feel truly blessed to know them and be able to teach and learn from them.
Okay. So as you're going through your particular thing is building websites, and I remember looking at the show Blacks in Silicon Valley on CNN.
Yes, right.
And they don't have many African-American, especially African-American females that's dabbling in technology and social media. So give us the sense of exactly what you do from concept to rolling out the final development there.
I do it all because I started off on a shoestring budget. I actually operate my own magazine, SistaSense, in print. And in the first issue, I talk about my five to fabulous transformation. And essentially, that's how I took my $5 dream, which is take $5 and get a domain name and figure out what I'm going to do on this World Wide Web space. So really learning strategically how to develop websites. And then at first, I was obsessed with making it pretty, and then I had to realize, but wait. You know, it's about what is conducive to your target audience. When I started, I loved small fonts. And now that I've gotten older and my eyesight is not as good as it used to be, I go, what the hell was I thinking? But really, figuring out how to strategically create sites that work well for your target audience, how to create sites that work for Google, because, of course, you want people to be able to find you, and how to create sites that work well for media. I've been able to get a lot of publicity, and people have found me through from Black Enterprise to Essence and on through what I do on my blog. I've worked with Walmart. I've worked with so many different companies and organizations and brands. So understanding blogging, using Facebook and YouTube, it's a combination of learning how to build the spaces, how to market the spaces, and then how to monetize the spaces so that you can make money, whether it be through training, selling your products and services, or creating information, digital products, ebooks, audios, whatever you can do to essentially monetize that space and build it and profit from it.
That is awesome. And for somebody who's novice like myself, it's a bit scary. And it's a bit fearful. You know, you're just afraid to step out on that limb and take that leap of faith. And you're like, well, you know, other people know this craft much better than I do. You know, and I think, you know, getting back to the SistaSense Power Circle, that will have happen. Women entrepreneurs coming together to learn and to build each other up. So
yes.
Tell me about what goes on at that particular power circle.
Essentially, you know, when you get together with your girlfriends, and I also have good life girlfriends, we get it together to get it together. It's all about, you know, asking questions, picking each other's brains, and really getting to that honest space that you feel like you can't do with everyone, you know. Sometimes, especially in business world, as entrepreneurs, we fake it to make it. But then
yep.
you need to get into a little circle where you can keep it real with your girlfriends, right? And so what I did when I decided to create the Power Circle was I said, here are some of the women that are my quote-unquote business girlfriends. We get together, we have power sessions and brainstorm. Not only do I want to be on the call with them, I want to get my clients and customers and bloggers, online viewers together so they can have access to the people who are experts in their own right in my circle. So that's essentially what the Sister Sense Power Circle is all about. I believe the success of your company depends on the business that you keep. That's the motto from day one. So when you get inside the Power Circle, you get inside good company, you get advice, feedback, and we are all experts in our own right, so you get to share your knowledge with that community as well.
Okay, LaShonda, Henry, this is so exciting. I can't wait to get into the next part of the question, which will be Django and how that
yes.
whole thing developed. So we're going to take a break right now, but we're going to get the next segment, the next question, we're going to switch it to Django, okay?
Okay.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, nigga, we know us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in. We don't come from slaves, but from enslaved Africans. People use words to confuse to have us trapped again. Our lineage is deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self. We don't identify with the heritage like African American. Is not African, but listen to me. I'ma have you black again. Pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra.
Welcome back to My Cultural Conversations with Verona Mitchell, your host and producer. The song that you just heard was from Lesson One, Hip Hop, Learning Historical Movements, Historical Patterns, Black History Through the Medium of Hip Hop, produced by Smart Music Entertainment out of New York, and the creator of that piece and the person who's rapping on that is Larry Locke Henderson. Look him up on Facebook, and also those tunes and lessons, Lessons One Hip Hop, are there on iTunes. So please download that. Well, we're having a conversation with LaShonda Henry. And again, LaShonda is founder and creator of the online community Black Business Women Online and director of the National Sister Sense Power Circle Conference. And LaShonda has been just introducing herself to us and getting us familiar with the Black Business Women Online and what is Sister Sense Power Circle. Now, LaShonda had a dynamite blog post just lately about Django, and it was the Django Guide to Business and Living Your Best Life. So joining me now to explain LaShonda Henry. So LaShonda, you are on right now, and I want to know all about this Django guide.
Awesome. I can definitely chime in on this because, okay, essentially, I got the vision for this because a lot of times you may either experience this where people say, you know, I need a mentor, or you even probably said, I need a mentor, I need a mentor. I go to conferences, and one of the most common questions all the time to experts is, well, how do I find a mentor? How do I find somebody who can help me with my business? Well, one of the things that I've learned is that our mentors and teachers are essentially in everything and everywhere we go. You know, they can be, you know, anything. It could be you find teaching moments going to your child's school, but really you've got to just kind of have that eye-opening experience where you look at things not just for what they are, but dig a little deeper. So, for example, when you're doing anything, you should be watching how Fortune 500 companies operate. In my blog, I always talk about Walmart, you know, and the different things that they do. When if you're going to the supermarket, you're going to pick up things for your kids, you're looking at these brands. How do they operate? How do they function? How can you integrate what they're doing into your business? When you are out with your girlfriends, what are they doing when they shop? How can you look at that and say, well, what do I need to do to appeal to my customers? Because especially if your girlfriends are in your target market, that's basically you're getting kind of like an exclusive case study on how people operate by looking at them. You know, even when you watch yourself, people a lot of times say, well, I don't know what to do to get people to buy my stuff online. The first place to look is your own spending habits online. What do you do? How do you operate? Looking at yourself and using it as a teaching moment. So essentially how it relates to Django is Christmas Day, I had a beautiful time with my friends and family, and a couple of us said, let's go see this movie, Django Unchained, Jamie Foxx, Quentin Tarantino, looks crazy, awesome. And it was an amazing movie. You know, amazing. Quentin, he's crazy. Blood, guts, glory, and everything in between. But the more I watched the movie, what I realized was happening was there were these life lessons, things that I could see that I was like, wow, this is good for my business. I was literally like tweeting and emailing myself, like, LaShonda, you need to apply this to your business.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some cases, it was essentially me talking to my past self, like, wow, LaShonda, why didn't you do that back then? Really understanding it. Mm-hmm. And what I do on Sister Sense is I talk to my past self and I talk to my readers and say, well, these are the things that you need to keep in mind as far as building your business, strategically marketing, and then ultimately living your best life. So that's kind of where I pull it from. I found some wonderful lessons learned in the movie. And like I said, I believe there are so many wonderful teaching moments around us. We just kind of have to grab hold of them and pick out those nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah, I thought, you know, just kind of piggybacking on what you said, I was also at the movie looking at Django Christmas Day with my family. Because I like Jamie Foxx, you know, I like to see him in different characters. And I love the direction of Quentin Tarantino. I always hear from Jackie Brown, you know. I just like what he brings to the screen. But again, to look at that movie and apply it to life and business, I thought it was very interesting that he showed a mentorship connection that was an unlikely mentorship connection. You know, the German bounty hunter and then Django. And it's unlikely partnership, but there's something to learn there. And one of the things that I really liked about the movie is that this German man, he gave Django respect as a man.
Yes.
And, you know, that was all hands down. And then for business, I was like, you see how courageous Django was?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we have to be just as courageous. Just
absolutely.
As, you know, just go out of bounds with your craziness. You know, like, I don't care. I'm out here, but, you know, I'm doing it.
Now, you know, what's funny about that, it's essentially the first thing that I talked about in that article was you've got to speak up, boys and girls. And not only did that the bounty hunter, one of the primary characters, give him respect, but he gave himself respect by vocalizing what he wanted and who he was. And, you know, I talked about the first line for me, you know, was essentially just watching this passage of, you know, these slaves, they're walking through the desert, it's cold, it's freezing, all this hardship, and they get confronted and you know, one of the main characters asked the question, and they were just all so scared. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to say. They kind of looked at the floor. They huddled. They freaked out. And, you know, Jamie Foxx's character, Django, he spoke up, and he was afraid. You know, you can see the fear, but he was strong enough to speak up. And so, you know, that resonated with me because I host events, I host teleseminars, and I'm hosting this conference, and I'm a video girl, so I'm the one that goes, okay, it's time to do a video, YouTube, y'all, and folks go, oh my God, here she goes with the camera again, oh my God. But people get afraid, and I'm like, as business owners, if you want people to see you, you have to be seen. You can't, you know, shy away in the corner. You know, there's no such thing as a shy entrepreneur. There are lots of them out there, but they're all struggling. You know, the key is in order for you to not struggle and for you to invite opportunities to come to you, you've got to learn how to speak up. And that's something that Django, I think he really was good at, because he fought against not only whatever was internal in him, but was embedded into him as a slave.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As people of color, we've gone through a lot, and we have our own insecurities. Some of them are from our families. Some of them are just internal, and some of them are racial. Some of them come from years and years of oppression and being beaten into us.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're afraid to talk up, if you're afraid that what are people going to say, you know, a lot of times people say to me, I don't want to blog, or I don't want to do a video. What will people say? Before they even do it, They're afraid of what people are going to say. Just the idea of people commenting is like, no, I can't do it. And those are the things that you have to fight against if you want your business to move forward and if you want to live your best life.
And you know, you're absolutely correct. I'm not even going to try to say it better. You're absolutely correct in that, you know, that sometimes we fear things that we have been, you know, given as children, memories instilled in us, but how do you break those chains? And I like the name Django Unchained. You know, he had to get unchained. And once he was unchained and free from having to be validated by other people, he really blossomed. And I think the analogy that you set forth is a wonderful analogy on how to free yourself, really. Because he still could have had chains on in his mind, but
He
decided to kind of lift the chains, you know, so per se.
A lot of people are chained in their mind, and I think one of the things that needs to be done, a very practical approach to figuring out how I can be unchained, is really writing down one, those things that freak you out the most, that make you really scared, those things that you're apprehensive about, because you want to be clear on the exact thing that you need to change so that you can do the opposite. You know, so, oh, God, no, I don't want to go to events. I can't talk to people. I can't get in front of a crowd. Then you have to go to an event, talk to people, and get in front of a crowd. You have to do exactly what you don't want to do, because your next level begins where your comfort level ends, and that's just how it is. It's no other way to put it. You want to make money, you want to be a business owner, you've got to get out your comfort level.
You have to. You just have to just do it. I've learned that. You have to do it. You have to have the self-confidence to do it. And even if you don't have self-confidence, now I'm not saying that you have to walk around here really arrogant and boastful, because a lot of times, personally, I may not have self-confidence, say, oh, God, why me? Why do I have to do this? But you know what? I'm going to put on that game face to get that business. And that's what that's the Django moment. Today I had a Django moment. I wanted to train for an organization, and I've been pussyfooting with them, you know, going in, I have information about your organization, la, 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 you know, and they had a sister at the desk. I like her. She's the receptionist. She's always very friendly. And they had another lady at the desk. So I walked in today and I said, you know, I want to know who takes care of your training and hiring for your training contracts. Is it with the state, or is it at the local level? The other lady looked at me and said, You want to do the training? I said, Yes, I want to conduct your training session. She gave me the card very slowly, and I walked out, thanked her, and I walked out. I said, now, that was my Django moment. I and riding on the horse. And they were like, no, you got to come off that horse, because I'm probably the only African-American person that ever walked in there saying that.
Wow.
Right. I want to know who's your director for training, because I want to make a proposal to them to do some diversity training. And she automatically swung around and said, you want to do the training? I said, she didn't mean to. I could tell she was like, as soon as it flew out of her mouth, she wanted to take it back. But it was too late. And I said, yes. And she handed me the card. And I said, thank you so much. And walked out. And then I said, that was my Django moment.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, you know what's interesting about that? I think of 2 points that I wrote in that article. One, when you said, you know, I've been pussyfooting around this, and I said I was going to do it, you know, really taking advantage of the time that you have, which is one of the points that come up later. But the next thing I write in this particular post is embrace the unknown. And you're talking about this space that is unfamiliar, that has never had an African-American presenter come out. And really, that's something that Django perfected in this particular film, embracing the unknown. There was no part of this process that was easy, that was fun, that was familiar. It was all foreign. It was all difficult. It was all crazy because it's Quentin Tarantino. Why would it not be crazy?
Yeah, why not?
Point. He embraced the unknown and moved forward with that, you know, and I think I commend you for that, because I think that's it's hard for us to do that. Sometimes we block ourselves from our own blessing because, no, I'm not going in there. They don't have none of us in there. I ain't going in there.
They had one today. They had one today, okay? And I just put my little head up and walked out with that card in my hand. And you know what? When I got in the car, I was like, oh, shoot, I might have dropped the card on the ground, because I was trying to get out with the papers in my hand and the card.
Yeah.
And I refused to even look outside back to see if I dropped the card. I just wanted to show confidence, you know, and elude confidence. So I was like, I know they're looking at me. I was like Loretta Devine in Waiting to Exhale, walking away. I was like, I know they are looking at me. But I don't care anymore.
You had a Waiting to Exhale and a Django moment.
Yes, I did. Well, LaShonda, you're great. We're going to take a break. We have some callers that are on the line who would like to probably ask some questions of you, and you can share your latest and greatest tips for business women entrepreneurs and kind of keeping being supportive, being a mentor, and all those great things. So we're going to take a break right now. And again, we're listening to the music of Larry Locke Henderson out of New York, Lesson One on iTunes. Give your kids a wonderful treat for Black History Month. It has lessons in Black history. It's all sung or rapped to a hip-hop method. And so, kids, it's easy to learn and easy to remember. And that's from Smart Entertainment, Larry Locke Henderson. So we're going to listen to another one of his tunes here.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there gonna be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in.
You're back with My Cultural Conversations with Verona Mitchell, host and producer. We're here with LaShonda Henry. LaShonda is founder and creator of the online community Black Business Women Online, and she is the director of the National Sister Sense Power Circle Conference that will happen this weekend. And so I am so excited to have her in the My Cultural Conversations studio. And she is a sister, and I must say that. She's an African-American woman that have made herself very accessible online and have blessed me and many others in the business profession, especially when it comes to confidence, especially when it comes to direction, and that's something that we don't give each other. And so I'm going to open up my phone lines right now. I have caller from 225 on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. How are you? This is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Okay, I have a question for you, and this is my question. What are your tips for maintaining that Django moment when you're frustrated?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, you want to maintain it, but you're so very frustrated and so very aggravated at that moment. Or, you know, you feel like you keep doing this and you're hitting your head against a brick wall. So how do you maintain that Django moment without actually, quote-unquote, losing yourself or losing control?
You know, there are lots of different things that I like to do, and I'll just name a few of them. One, I always try to be very, very thoughtful in anything that I do. So I go to my confidant, which is my son's father. And so when I feel like losing it, I have to talk it through with him for a bit, and so I can approach it from a different perspective. For some people, it's you may have somebody, at least one person that you can do that with. If you don't, you know you always have God, and you can sit down in prayer and talk it out when you have that frustration, because you have to talk it out, you know, and really get that space where you can be comfortable. Now, what I also like to do is, whether I'm talking to Jay or I'm in prayer or I'm just by myself, I kind of want to think about, well, what's next? For me, when I'm frustrated and I'm a full-time work-at-home entrepreneur, the 9-to-5 world is not an option for me. I will work 90 hours a day to avoid 40 hours working for somebody else.
Yep.
So when I think about what's next, really it's going and saying, okay, well, if this is not working for me, what am I going to do to either fix it or find somebody who can help me fix it? I've never said I'm going to throw in the towel. And actually, my upcoming conference this week, I'm going to be talking about how your passion becomes a pain and how you fall back in love with your business. When it becomes frustrating for you, you have to figure out what about the business is frustrating. And if you cannot fix it, find somebody to help you to fix it. So, for example, a lot of times when I work with service entrepreneurs and myself and as a web designer, it's not that you don't love your business, because we're all passionate about what we do. But sometimes we hate the money if the money's coming in slow, or we get frustrated working with the people if they don't value what we do. So it's fixing the frustration, figuring out how to do that versus banging your head against the wall or just kind of saying, I'm going to throw up, you know, just throw in the towel, forget it, not doing it, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's essentially where I start. Thoughtfully talking it out with Jay before I go on and either go crazy on Facebook, because I see a lot of Facebook rants, or go crazy on my blog. You know, think about it, pray about it, sit down and figure out if what I'm going to do next, or how I'm going to figure out what the issues are so I can strategically fix the problem.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you, Felicia, for calling in. One of the things, LaShonda, that you spoke about is Facebook rants. And just rants in general. And I think that, you know, I was always big on different personas, you know, like they have the Rona at home with your teenage children persona, kind of still the Rona, but more relaxed and more direct with my teenagers. And then the business sense Verona, you know, that I am in tune to my business and I'm serious about my business. And then the fun Verona. In business, I found that works for me, that I don't want to portray an image that, and I'm looking at these, and I hate to say I look at them, but I do, like, you know, like the Real Housewives of this or that. And yeah. I do look at those, and I think they're addicting. And but, you know,
they are.
Okay, they got us. They got us hooked. Okay, but you know, how do you separate yourself? You know, if you're a businesswoman, there's a certain demeanor and a certain way that you have to. There's a certain swagger that you have to maintain, because you know it just feels like all eyes are on you. So do at the Sister Sense conference, will you address that to, like, okay, ladies, be careful about your image, because, you know, that can hamper you from getting business?
And I'm sure it's going to come out in one way, shape, or form, because we've got a group of ladies talking about social media and all the different experiences they had. Every day we're going to have a roundtable discussion, so I know, no doubt, it's going to come out. But what I've personally found is that you just have to be comfortable in your own skin, and you have to know that what you're saying is not just for you, everybody's seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, so I say that to say I'm not perfect. There are some times that I get jealous, or sometimes that I get upset about something and I'll voice my opinion. I just know that when I voice my opinion, it's thoughtful. So I'm not just going to sit there and then do a rant. And, you know, one time I saw this particular woman, I think somebody broke into her car and stole something. And she's on my Facebook feed. And so on my feed, it's a combination of entrepreneurs and family. So if you're not family, more than likely you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so she was like on Facebook going into all the MFs who went into my car and F this and F that and D this. And I mean, first of all, if you know the person, more than likely you should have that offline. But if you don't know the person, then you're just sending that energy out into cyberspace, and you're giving people that side of you. So you've got to be thoughtful, you know, about what you put on online. And, again, at the same time, I say when things affect me, I've got videos up there where you can see my eyes are blotchy. I'm crying. I'm like, you know, this really disturbed me. I'm okay with being me in any facet of me, whether it be angry, calm, sad. It's just that whatever those things are, I'm conscious of the fact that I'm not the only person looking at this. So just knowing that going into it, regardless of how I react, I'm authentic in my reaction.
Right.
And one of the things that I saw on Facebook, you know, we love those wonderful Facebook quotes, is essentially what people do to you is their karma. How you react is yours.
Yeah.
So just kind of being conscious of that, you know, it's going to come back to you in one way, shape, or form. So be conscious of that and be thoughtful in how you interact online.
Yes, and I think that's good words and wise. That's wisdom.
Yes.
They're speaking. Now, the Sister Sense Power Circle Conference that will happen this weekend, is it just for African-American, Black women, women of color, or, you know, could anyone attend?
Anyone can attend. And I know, like I said, the first thing is speak up, boys and girls, and number two, embrace the unknown when you want to do things Django style.
Yep.
Some people get a little intimidated because, as a woman entrepreneur of color, I've got a lot of women entrepreneurs of color in my circle.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say I am here for anyone who wants to learn and wants to be a part of my space.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a male, you are free to come. If you are not a woman entrepreneur of color, you are free to come.
Yeah.
It's a space that embraces everybody. Like I said, you know, there are a lot of sisters there, but we love everybody. We embrace everybody, there are certain things that we as business owners, regardless of sexuality or race, we can just kind of get and we can relate to. So we'll find, and I should say you will find, a little bit of everything for everyone inside the Power Circle.
Okay, so for those naysayers that say, as soon as, you know, I'm glad you put Sister Sense, because a sisterhood could be anything, okay? It could be any connection to have a sister sense. Naysayers, why do you have a conference for African-American women or for women? And I'm glad you cleared that up. It's for everyone. Anyone could
it is. But what I will say is this, Okay. When it, you know, I never, as an entrepreneur, I never put anything out there and say, this is for everybody, and this, you know, because at the end of the day, we all have to have a target audience. We all have to, you know, that's how you work. If you don't have a target audience, you don't have a business, because you got to relate to people. Even when I say, you know, I talk about Fortune 500 companies, and there's a difference between me going to Fresh Market and me going to Walmart. You know, yes, right. Walmart is a mega store, and there are a lot of wonderful things there, but there are things at Fresh Market and organic produce or price points that I'm not going to get at Walmart. They cater to a particular target audience. We all have to. But that doesn't mean, and if you can go on sistersense.com and you can search for a blog post that I did on, does your target audience hurt your business? It doesn't mean that at all. I've got a lot of entrepreneurs in my circle, clients, some of my best clients actually are men, and I market heavily to women entrepreneurs of color. But the key is you have to market to somebody so that you can resonate with a group that, you know, they attach themselves to you, they align themselves to you, and they get what you're talking about. And then everybody else who's excited about you, they're going to come along for the ride regardless. So, never would like to say everyone. Everyone is welcome. But, of course, you know, you see my marketing. You know who
yeah.
it is. You've got yeah. to strategically market. You've got to pick a target audience. And be fearless. Django was fearless. You've got to be fearless and understand that not everybody's going to like you or be comfortable with what you do. You've got to be comfortable with you at the end of the day.
Yes, and I think that that type of marketing, the target market and the population that you're pulling in, it's one of a base consumer. I mean, the products that we buy, our buying value on the market, the amount of African-American women succeeding in college and succeeding in business as well, whether it's, you know, their own business or working, the movement there, the shift has taken place. So you'd be crazy not to target that, not be your target market, okay? And then the support.
Absolutely.
I think it's wonderful that you can give a conference that brings in African-American women, Black women, who may have similar backgrounds. We know we have a similar culture and how we support each other, because it may be different. Our conversations may be different. You know, the things that we go through may be different, and we may need some extra stuff that the Sister Sense Conference has. We need that. And so don't stop doing that, LaShonda.
You know, there are always some things that are unique and that, you know, they kind of, you can't put it into words. You just have to feel it when you're there. So, I mean, that's as best as I can describe it. Sometimes I have a lot of words, and in this case, I really don't. You just have to be there and feel the energy and vibe and know. You just say, yes,
okay.
This is what I was looking for.
So that vibe and energy, how does it reflect culture and diversity? You know, what will take place at this particular conference that's unique and different and speaks to us?
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do, and every day I have what is called How She Does It, a roundtable discussion with the entrepreneurs there, is for them as women who started on a solo business or a shoestring budget. Like I said, when I started, I had taken $5 and got a domain name. I did not have investment capital. I love to read, you know, all the Forbes, Fortune, and all these wonderful spaces and hear about people getting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment capital. But that wasn't my world. So what happens is when you create a space where other people had similar beginnings, they resonate with you because you go, okay, if she did it, well, wow, I can figure out how to do this as well. And in many of these cases, especially among women of color, we tend to be the primary breadwinners in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whereas our counterparts sometimes may have nuclear units or either, you know, they're teaming it out and everybody's doing it together. When you're maxed out as a woman entrepreneur of color in your business, and you look at another woman entrepreneur of color, and she's got a successful business and she's got three kids, and, you know, she's managing it all, you want to know, how does she do that? You know, what is she doing that I can take and apply to myself? So really, whether it be socioeconomic or racial, in that roundtable, talking about the issues that relate specifically to us and how these women overcome those obstacles so that other people can apply those solutions to their own lives.
Okay, so that's a great thing, and I think that you're going to have a hell of a good time. I know you've been running around.
I am, and then I'm going to sleep really good on Monday. I'm just going to be knocked out.
Yeah, and, you know, the hotel and everything, I was like, okay, I want to go. You know, I want to go.
2014, make it happen.
Make it happen. Okay, I'll save my little duckies and stuff like that. Now, who's going to be speakers? Give us a sense of, since I won't be there, give me a sense of what I'm missing.
Sure. You know, like I said, for those of you who are local or close by to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, New York, New Jersey, registration is still going on up until Wednesday. But Pam Perry from Ministry Marketing Solutions, one of the oldest and dearest ladies in my circle, as far as not age-wise, but she's been a member of my social network since the beginning. Pam Perry, she does Ministry Marketing Solutions. Rochelle Shaw, the owner of the Million Dollar Equation. Rochelle, she owned Fresh Start Company. She started her own Million Dollar Business, and this is what she talks about all day, every day, helping clients figure out how to reach the Million Dollar Business. One of the things that Rochelle talks about that resonates with this particular audience is that we as Black women, we open businesses 5 times more than everybody else,
right,
and yet we don't reach the million-dollar level. So
right,
understanding what is missing and how we need to kind of correct that is essentially what Rochelle is all about. Local to North Carolina, Carol Sankar will be talking about the million-dollar mindset. She specifically is in the world of real estate and brokerage and stocks, and so these are some things that some of us are familiar with, others are not. And so
right,
I like to get experts from different areas so we get a nice blend and mix, you know, so everybody gets a sense of what's going on. Janine Biggins is going to be coming out and talking about mobile marketing because, of course, social media is big, but we're all attached to the hip to our mobile devices. So as entrepreneurs, understanding what we need to do to connect to people who are all day, every day on their mobile phones. You know, you need to be where your customers are. That's a part of the process. I just got so many different wonderful speakers. And even the guests, I mean, some of the guests coming out, Beverly Mahone from Boomer Beach, she is local to North Carolina as well, but an expert in PR and marketing. She's been in the Power Circle. So I just got a phenomenal group of women, speakers and guests included. And really, my conference, the style is 30 to 45 women because I want it to be a mastermind conference. Experts are going to be students. Students are going to be experts. Everybody's going to get a little bit of everything inside the circle.
So this is going to be a share all think tank. If you attend, you have to suck in all the knowledge that you can and all the expertise that you can, because you have the experts and the people who've done it right there at your fingertips, right there in front of your face, to ask any question you want, you know. And I love those type of conferences. LaShonda, we're going to go on a little break right now, and when we come back, you're going to tell our listening audience how they can get in contact with you. So, stay tuned.
We don't come from slaves, but from enslaved Africans. People use words to bit confused at how it's traffic, and our lineage is deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self, we don't identify with the heritage like African American. Is not African, but listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra.
Thank you for joining us tonight on My Cultural Conversations with host and producer Verona Mitchell. I've been having a wonderful conversation with LaShonda Henry. LaShonda is speaking all things Black women business, entrepreneurs, Black business women online, and of course her upcoming Sister Sense Power Circle Conference that will take place this weekend. And very exciting to have such a dynamic social media, technology, blogger, person on the show tonight in the way of LaShonda Henry. I think it is an honor for me. It is an honor for me to have women who are movers and shakers and women who are breaking the negative stereotype of what is a Black woman, and I'm just excited to have her in my power circle. So, LaShonda, how could one reach you in reference to the Sister Sense Conference and things that they need to be tied in to be that successful entrepreneur? How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. My home base, my website is Sister Sense. SisterSense.com. There you can find my YouTube channel, my Facebook, all that wonderful stuff. And, of course, the full article on my Django Guide to Business and Living Your Best Life is one of the most recent posts that you will find there. And I've got, you know, it's kind of information overload. I've been doing this for years. It's a lot of fun stuff on SisterSense.com. And if you click the events tab, you'll see the upcoming events. The Power Circle direct link is powercircle.sistersense.com, and that's it. All roads lead to Sister Sense, and then you can get everything from there.
Okay, so this weekend, that's the conference. The individuals can register up until Wednesday, or starting Wednesday?
Up until Tuesday night, midnight, so like as soon as Wednesday hits. Registration is over. But yes, and then of course it'll be Power Circle 2014 coming up next year, and I will give everybody ample time. I had quite a few people in my circle say, LaShonda, I need to know as soon as registration hits for next year. So that'll be up, I would say, within the next month, as soon as this one is over and I have slept and rested.
Yeah.
I'll start gearing up for the next one.
Oh, bless your heart. As we close out our show tonight, you've been a delight, really, and been very inspirational. And I know our listening audience have gotten some inspiration from you, and probably a lot of the listening audience probably listen in because they're looking at starting a business. It's the beginning of a new year. And, you know, those things that put on hold for so long, sometimes it takes the beginning of a season or a new year to say, you know what, I need to get to it. And I think you're probably the little push that individuals need to get to it. So any closing thoughts? What are your closing thoughts?
Just as you suggest, you know, it's 2013, it's time to get to it. I love the Nike motto, just do it. I live for that. You know, I am about inspiration, but I'm also and very much about information. So one of the things that I've recently done was start sharing some of the most common questions I got at the end of 2012, how to host your own webinars, how to get paid for what you know, how to work with clients who say they want you but can't afford to pay you. You know, this just so many different things, how to get into video marketing, how to turn your passion into a profit. So these are different articles and tutorials that you'll find on the space, ranging from blogging to video to social media marketing and all that good stuff in between. So just do it, get out there, move forward. And of course, if you need that motivation and information, you can find it all on SisterSense.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to personally thank you for joining My Cultural Conversations tonight, and just tell our listening audience, go to Sister Sense, that's Sister S-I-S-T-A, Sense, S-E-N-S-E.com, and from there, that online site, you can get to the conference and a host of other resources for individuals who are interested in starting a business or supporting your business or just gathering the information that they need to function better. And it's not just business-wise. They have some other things on the site as well that we need to function holistically. So get to SisterSense.com. LaShonda Henry, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you for joining My Cultural Conversations tonight as we had a delightful conversation with Shalonda Henry. And again, Shalonda Henry, she is the founder and creator of the online community Black Business Women Online and the director of the National Sister Sense Power Circle Conference. I want to thank Shalonda for being with us tonight and give her all the blessings and hope that she has a wonderful and successful conference and that each person attending the conference will get exactly what they signed up to get from that particular conference. And so this has been My Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. Tonight, we had music featured by Larry Locke Henderson, a hip-hop artist working out of New York, and he has Lessons One, hip-hop, historical hip-hop, Black history hip-hop, for the kids, but not only for the kids to learn, for adults to learn as well. They can be downloaded on iTunes, and they're produced by Larry Locke Henderson of Smart Entertainment, Smart Music Entertainment. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in to My Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. My Cultural Conversations airs live Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with rebroadcasts of the show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 12 noon Central Standard Time. If you would like to drop us a line, please do so at info@myculturalconversations.com. or Verona@myculturalconversations.com. Please tune in to our next week's show, which will air live again Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show is published and produced by My Cultural Conversations Online blog and My Cultural Conversations through Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and see you next week.